Just great songs and local news for the bailiwick. This is Island FM.
It's 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Amber Stark. As the weather warms up and more of us head to the beach, the amount of litter being found on them is rising. The Environment Department says complaints about the amount of rubbish on the island's beaches always goes up in the summer. Environment Services Officer Andrew McCutcheon says if you find it, they want to hear about it.
We need to be aware of litter that has been deliberately left on beaches, particularly hazardous litter. We would welcome reports of those so that we can inform our beach teams to target those areas and get them cleaned.
A celebrity charity fundraising event has raised thousands for local good causes.
I feel very honoured to play for the Lord's Taverners, and we raise such a lot of money here. You're so generous on these islands, it's extraordinary. And the money does get used on the islands too, so that's good.
Actress and Lady Taverner Lorraine Chase was playing in yesterday's cricket event in Herm. Early estimates put the figure raised over the whole weekend at £60,000, but that is expected to rise. The money will be used to provide Lemurier School with a new minibus and to support the redevelopment of the KG5, in particular the sports for disabled children. Cartoonist and ex-president of the Lord's Taverners, Bill Tidy, was thrilled so much was raised.
You can't do better than that, can you? If you can do good, having a good time, you can't beat it, can you? Charity isn't vinegar, it's champagne.
Elsewhere, Oscar Pistorius is back on trial in South Africa after a panel of experts concluded he was not suffering from a mental illness when he killed his girlfriend in his home last year. The athlete denies murder, arguing he only shot the model because he thought she was an intruder. The news of the world's former editor and royal editor are to face a retrial. Andy Coulson and Clive Goodman have been accused of conspiring to commit misconduct in public office by paying police officers for two royal directories. They deny the charges. And we're being asked for our suggestions to improve the bus service. The Environment Department wants to know what sort of routes and schedules islanders want. Hannah Walker reports.
The bus service is one of the central points of the recently approved transport strategy. With that in mind, the Environment Department wants to ensure any service implemented meets public demand. The schedules have been heavily criticised recently, and the department now wants to know what we think would be the ideal frequency, routing and timing of the buses, including school services. You have until Friday to email suggestions to env@gov.gg.
That's the very latest, but there's more of today's stories on our website. That's islandfm.com.
Thank you, Amber.
Island FM weather. Brought to you with Drainforce, Guernsey's premier drainage business.